From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The past few years have seen a massive exodus of U.S. manufacturing jobs to China. Some manufacturers say a key reason U.S. workers have had trouble competing with the Chinese is that the Beijing government pegs its currency to the dollar, and they want the Bush administration to persuade China to stop the practice. But some economists say too much pressure on Beijing could backfire. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Jim Chestnut is president and CEO of the North Carolina-based National Spinning Company, which sells fibers to furniture and apparel makers. And he's seen firsthand the brutal market conditions that U.S. manufacturers face these days.
Our customers are struggling every day to compete from a pricing point of view with goods that are primarily coming from China.
And as Chestnut's customers have struggled to survive, his own revenues are down 25% since last year alone. Chestnut believes a key reason that companies like his are having trouble competing is China's currency rate. Unlike other currencies, the Chinese yuan is not traded on the open market, but Beijing does intervene to keep its value relatively stable by pegging it to the dollar. And Chestnut says that's been a big headache for U.S. exporters.
It's obvious when the value of the dollar changes against the euro and it stays static against the yuan, that someone is manipulating that currency to the advantage of one's country, and that's exactly what China's doing.
China already has a $100 billion trade surplus with the United States. By pegging its currency to the dollar, Beijing assures that its products will never become any more expensive in the United States, which undercuts any attempt by U.S. manufacturers to compete on price. Illinois Republican Don Manzullo, who chairs the House Small Business Committee, says China is holding its currency at artificially low levels.
It's about 20% to 40% undervalued. It's the equivalent of any time a U.S. manufacturer wants to ship to China, that's about a 20% to 40% tariff. So you can't have free trade if your exchange rates don't float against each other.
Recently, Manzullo joined a bipartisan group of legislators who urged the Bush administration to persuade Beijing to change its policies. There's been similar pressure from Japan. But with a huge unemployment problem, China is resisting the pressure. And it's not clear how aggressively the U.S. can pursue the issue. Like Japan, China has amassed huge foreign currency reserves that it uses to buy U.S. Treasury bills. Robert Kapp, president of the U.S.-China Business Council, says that if the dollar were weaker, U.S. treasuries would be worth less, and China might start sending its money elsewhere.
The effect of that would be to raise interest rates in the United States, because it is the abundant inflow of capital from outside of the country which saves Uncle Sam from having to offer higher interest rates in order to get people to fund this government.
For that reason, trade with China is a two-edged sword, says economist Enervon Banerjee of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. Banerjee notes that China's ascension has cost some manufacturing workers jobs, but it's also meant much cheaper consumer goods for the rest of the population. Banerjee sees a fundamental shift taking place in the world economy right now.
It's really that China is developing the expertise and skills and capability to move into more and more industrial areas, more and more industries, rapidly.
With its swiftly modernizing industrial base and its huge, inexpensive workforce, China may have simply become too competitive for many U.S. and Western manufacturers. And by itself, tinkering with exchange rates may do little to alter that. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.